You have reached emergency roadside assistance. My name is Jennifer. Are you currently in need of roadside assistance? You have reached emergency roadside assistance. Hello, caller,
Yes,
are you there?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am. How are you?
Hello?
Are you in need of roadside assistance?
Yes, ma'am.
Are you calling from a safe location?
I'm sorry?
Are you calling from a safe location?
Yes, ma'am. My car is on the side of the road. It's in a parking lot.
Okay. I'm sorry to hear that. We'll get you taken care of. Can I start by having the spelling of your first name?
Sure. M-E-L-I-S-S-A, Melissa.
Thank you. And the last name?
Pollard, P-O-L-L-A-R-D.
Thank you. And what's a good callback number in case we ever got disconnected?
Sure. 346-810-0027.
Thank you. I have 346-810-0027.
Yes, ma'am.
All righty. And would you like to receive a text message of the driver's name and phone number and the ETA?
Yes, please.
Thank you. Message and data rates may apply. May I please have your policy or member ID number associated with the account?
Yes, 78-388-712-217.
Thank you. And for security purposes, can I have you to validate the address on the policy?
4400 Moon Road, Apartment 223, Houston, Texas, 77072.
Thank you. And what is the year, make, and model of the vehicle and the color?
Yes, it's a black 2016 Phaon IA.
All right, one moment. 2016 Phaon IA.
Yes.
And you said black in color?
Yes, ma'am.
All righty. What's the issue that you're having with the vehicle tonight?
The car, it just stalled, and he pushed it into a parking lot. So I called earlier. I was trying to do the service earlier, but she told me that if the car was locked, that they needed the key to get it in neutral. And so I have the key now.
Had they already started you a ticket?
Yes, ma'am. She tried to get a driver, but because of I didn't have a key with the car wasn't open. They couldn't continue the ticket.
Give me one moment. Let me search for that ticket. Is it the same phone number that you're calling in on? That's
yes, ma'am.
Associated?
Yeah. I'm not sure if she continued or what happened, but she told me that my policy only covers $50, and if I needed extra services or a different one, it would cost more. And I just don't have more right now.
Okay, no worries. That ticket was closed out, so we will continue. So it stalled while driving. Will the vehicle shift out of park and go into neutral?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, one moment.
Okay.
Hold on, I want to make
some noise. Okay, so just a couple of questions needed for the driver. If it doesn't apply, you can just state no. So we have confirmed the vehicle will shift out of park and go into neutral. Do you know if the vehicle is a four-wheel drive, all-wheel drive vehicle, or is it just standard?
It is four-wheel.
And was today's service being done as a result of an accident?
No, ma'am.
Thank you. Do you plan to be the person with the vehicle when the driver gets there?
No, it's going to be Ramon Rodriguez. He's my husband. He's on the insurance policy also.
And what's his first name? Roman?
Ramon.
Ramon, okay.
Yes.
And what's a good contact number for him as well?
Yes. 346. I wrote it down. 544-2678.
Okay, so I have 346-544-2678.
Yes.
And you stated he'll be the person with the vehicle?
Yes, ma'am.
Just making some notations on the account. One moment.
Okay.
And will he be needing a ride with the driver?
If possible. If not, I don't know. She said it's at the discretion of the driver. I don't know if it's an extra charge because I don't think we can afford it.
No, it's due to COVID that we have to let the customers know that transportation is not guaranteed. So if the driver is not accepting passengers, we'll let you know before we set up the service.
Okay.
And will it only just be him by himself?
Yes.
All righty.
Go on there, please. Let me finish this.
Alrighty, and what is the address location of the vehicle?
It's 20660 Westheimer Parkway in Katy, Texas.
Spell the word after West for me.
Westheimer, so W-E-S-T-H-E-I-M-E-R. It's one word.
Oh, Westheimer. Okay, gotcha.
Westheimer Parkway. Katie, text 77450.
And is it at a business or a residence?
It's at a business. It's in a parking lot next to, like, a dentist's office.
It's in the parking lot of the dentist's office?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. So I have 20660 Westheimer Parkway, Katy, Texas, 77450.
Yes.
All right. And what is the drop-off location where the vehicle's going? Is it a business or a residence?
I'm sorry?
Is the car going to a business or a residence?
A residence.
What's
it's coming to 4400 Boulevard.
Oh, okay. It's going to the home address?
Yes.
All right. Any gate codes or apartment numbers?
No, ma'am. The gate is open.
All right. So that's 4400 Boone Road in Houston, Texas, 77072.
Yes.
All righty.
Watch the TV.
Okay, so we do have to let you know and make you aware that with this account, you're only covered for $50. So I would have to reach out to my drivers. For any reason, if you did end up having an out-of-pocket expense, we'll let you know before we set up the service because we have to get agreements that it'll be paid before we set it up. So I have you mapped and located. I'll go ahead and reach out to the drivers to see if there's any out-of-pocket expense and also to make sure awareness that he can ride. If you receive a text, that means you don't have an out-of-pocket expense and he can also ride. But for any reason, I'll be calling you back to, you know, tell you the information about either or.
Okay, thank you.
All righty. Good evening, and thank you for choosing Emergency Roadside Assistance.